Tuesday, April 23rd, 2024. This is First Thing with Kevin Mano. Welcome to it. Just a real quick and efficient look at all the headlines across the board, and it starts right now. All right, we always get started with the top story. Yesterday, opening statements were delivered in the criminal case against former President Trump. It was the first time prosecutors have presented a criminal case against a former president to a jury. First time ever. Since we last talked, the jury was finalized much quicker than expected, and a man set himself on fire outside of the courthouse in protest. That guy actually ended up passing away. After those opening statements yesterday, the former publisher of the National Enquirer, his name is David Pecker, he took the stand briefly and will continue his testimony today. Getting into sports here, Tom Brady is back in the news. We've actually known this was coming for a while, and we just got some more details about it. He's going to be the subject of Netflix's first ever roast. Kevin Hart is going to host, and a bunch of comedians will be up there ripping into Tom Brady. It's called The Greatest Roast of All Time, or The Groat, and it will stream live on Netflix on May 5th. In the NFL, a couple things. The Jets just traded their quarterback, Zach Wilson, to the Broncos. And the Chiefs have extended their deal with head coach Andy Reid. That reportedly runs through 2029, and it makes him the highest paid head coach in the league. Okay, all right. A few entertainment headlines here. First, I want to say congratulations to my friends Kim Brown and Daniel Kuntz. You might know them from the cult classic Halloween Town 2. Kim was actually in the first Halloween Town as well, but they met on the set of the sequel. They were rivals in that movie, and now in real life, they're married. My wife and I were at their wedding on Friday, and it was so great. It was lovely. Congratulations, guys. In other wedding news, Christina Hendricks from Mad Men and George Bianchini just got married in New Orleans. Shirley Manson from the band Garbage performed that ceremony. In birthday news, this is one of the big ones over the weekend, but in case you missed it, Victoria Beckham celebrated her 50th birthday, and the Spice Girls reunited, a mini reunion. All five of them were up there. They performed their song Stop. David Beckham filmed the thing. It's cool. Take it on the road, ladies. Also, there are reports that Tom Cruise was breakdancing at the party, but that part sadly was not filmed. And they say he did a great job. They say he was wowing the party guests. In other David Beckham news, he's suing Mark Wahlberg's fitness company, F45, for $10 million. David Beckham has been an F45 brand ambassador since 2021, and he said they owe him a bunch of money. And lastly, in legal news, a woman that really likes Harry Styles is in prison. She was just sentenced to 14 months for stalking. She reportedly sent him 8,000 cards in a month, some of which were hand-delivered to his house. Yikes. She was also banned from attending any of his concerts for a decade. Yes, yes, yes. On to some movie and TV news here. Quentin Tarantino is pivoting. He's been working on a movie called The Movie Critic, which was supposed to be his 10th and final film, but he has apparently changed his mind. According to reports, he's not happy with the script, so it's not happening. He's always said he's going to make 10 movies, and that'd be it, so it's still undecided what number 10 will be. Deadpool and Wolverine have been trending since yesterday. A new trailer for their upcoming movie dropped. The movie's out in July. Trailer looks great. The hotel from The Shining caught fire. It's called the Timberline Lodge. It's in Oregon, and yeah, it was used as the Overlook Hotel in The Shining. It's fine, though. The fire was contained. Minimal damage. Lastly, in TV news, we just found out that Jon Bon Jovi will appear as a guest mentor on American Idol in a few weeks. May 19th, JBJ on American Idol. This show is supported by AG1. I drank a glass of AG1 this morning. It's how I start all my mornings. It is the easiest, quickest, most delicious daily habit. I'm supporting my immune health with one scoop mixed into water. I know a lot of people keep track of their multivitamins, their digestive aids, you know, pills for immune support, all that stuff. And they swallow those every day, trying to remember if they took them or not. I'm good with this one easy drink. AG1 uses high-quality ingredients, and they put their product through rigorous testing. I'm a fan of the way they do things. When you're ready to join me, I've got a deal for you. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3, K2, and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first subscription. You just got to go to drinkag1.com/firstthing. That's drinkag1.com/firstthing. Right on to some music headlines here. Obviously, the biggest story in music is still the Tortured Poets Department, Taylor Swift's new album. Now that the numbers are coming in, we know some of the records that she's been breaking. On Friday, it became the world's most streamed album in a single day. 313 million listens before the day ended. And her song Fortnite with Post Malone is now the most streamed song in a day. It also sold 1.4 million copies in its first day. That's a pretty big feat. And one of the main headlines from the album is the Kim Kardashian diss track. It's called Thank You, Amy. And the letters K-I-M are all capitalized in the title. I guess that beef is still alive and well. And I guess now there are headlines saying that Kim lost like 100,000 Instagram followers following the release of that song. She still has hundreds of millions, but some Swifties bailed. In other news, in case you missed this, we now know who will be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this year. Mary J. Blige, Cher, Dave Matthews Band, Foreigner, Peter Frampton, Kool & the Gang, Ozzy Osbourne, and A Tribe Called Quest. They're all in. That ceremony is happening in October. In tour news, Imagine Dragons just announced a big one this summer. They have a new album called Loom. It's out in June, so this arena tour is going to support that. And lastly, in legal music news, Madonna is being sued again by fans because she started another concert later than advertised. According to this lawsuit, she started her DC show 2 hours late, which they say showed, quote, total disrespect for her fans. All right, some additional headlines here on this Tuesday morning. Yesterday was Earth Day, and President Biden used the day to announce $7 billion in grants for residential solar projects that will, according to the announcement, power nearly a million low-income households. That program will start in June. In TikTok news, the House just passed legislation that would ban the app if its China-based owner doesn't sell their stake within a year. I know the story's been out there for a while, but the House just passed it. Now goes to the Senate. In business news, Express, the clothing store, has filed for bankruptcy. They're set to close nearly 20% of their stores across the country. 95 stores in total are shutting down. In food news, as trillions of cicadas prepare to emerge, there's a New Orleans restaurant in the news for putting a cicada salad on their menu. What do you think? Would you eat a cicada? I know it's the weird answer, but I don't think I'd be opposed. I think I'd do it. I'm open to the whole insect protein thing. And apparently, if they're prepared right, they can be tasty. I would try it. Lastly, I want to end with some congratulations to Lloyd Martin. I always end with some good news. This is a cool one. He's a 19-year-old that just became the youngest person with Down syndrome to complete a marathon. He ran the London Marathon and was given the Guinness World Record certificate at the finish line. I love it so much. He and his mom, they both burst into tears. It's pretty cool. Lloyd Martin, congratulations, man. That's very cool. And this show is over now.
The show is over now.
Okay, all right. Thanks for being here. Tell your friends. Share the show on social media. Do all the stuff the podcast people ask you to do. Help me spread the word, okay? I'm back with another quick rundown of everything tomorrow. Until then, have a great Tuesday.
Please tell your friends about this show.